You're listening to SBS News.
Delivering his Easter Sunday Mass in an empty St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Francis has called for global unity in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic and its economic repercussions.
In light of the present circumstances, may international sanctions be relaxed, since these make it difficult for countries on which they have been imposed to provide adequate support to their citizens, and may all nations be put in a position to meet the greatest needs of the moment through the reduction, if not the forgiveness, of the debt burdening the balance sheets of the poorest nations.
The Pope's Easter service was one of thousands across the globe delivered differently as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak, with some religious leaders coming up with creative ways to reach their congregations. In Portugal, priest Nuno Westwood turned the sunroof of his car into a pulpit to deliver an Easter service to his parishioners, while London vicar Pat Allerton rode around on a bicycle with loudspeakers attached. The marking of the holy day came with some good news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was discharged from hospital after spending time in intensive care. He's thanked those he credits with saving his life and praised the staff of the National Health Service for their tireless work during the crisis.
In the last 7 days, I have, of course, seen the pressure that the NHS is under. I've seen the personal courage, not just of the doctors and nurses, but of everyone, the cleaners, the cooks, the healthcare workers of every description, physios, radiographers, pharmacists, who've kept coming to work, kept putting themselves in harm's way, kept risking this deadly virus.
But with the country's death toll passing the grim milestone of 10,000, many other Britons haven't been so fortunate. While Italy previously had the highest number of COVID-19 fatalities, there are now signs of the infection and death rates slowing. On Sunday, it recorded its lowest daily rise in deaths since the 19th of March, while the number of infections increased by 4,092 from a previous 4,694. It's a similar situation in France, where the death toll has risen at a slightly slower pace, reaching 14,393 after a previous daily total of 13,832. In the United States, more than 540,000 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed, with almost 22,000 deaths. New York, the hardest hit state, has recorded its lowest number of daily COVID-19 hospital admissions since authorities began tracking the data nearly 4 weeks ago. Governor Andrew Cuomo says while it's a positive development, it doesn't take away from the fact that for a sixth consecutive day, more than 700 of the state's residents have died.
This is truly tragic news, and I want every family to know that they're in our thoughts and prayers, and we're sorry that they had to go through this, and I want them to know that New Yorkers did everything humanly possible to be there for their loved ones and try to save those lives.
His comments come after US public health advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci told CNN he and other Trump administration officials recommended introducing physical distancing measures to combat COVID-19 in February.
You could logically say that if you had a process that was ongoing and you started mitigation earlier, you could have saved lives. Obviously, no one is going to deny that. But what goes into those kinds of decisions is complicated. But you're right. I mean, obviously, if we had, right from the very beginning, shut everything down, it may have been a little bit different. But there was a lot of pushback about shutting things down back then.
Meanwhile, in Turkey, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has rejected the resignation of the country's interior minister. Süleyman Soylu took full responsibility for announcing a weekend coronavirus curfew just 2 hours before it was due to begin, prompting thousands of people to rush to the shops to stock up on goods. But Mr. Erdogan says it's not appropriate for him to resign, and he will continue in his position as interior minister. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.